Hello, my loves. I have missed you. I've missed you so much. It's been way too long. I do have a story coming for you. I wanted to give you a life update and share an offering with you that I just created that I'm feeling very excited about, but also just like very warm and fuzzy and a little bit emotional about. So, but first, the life update. I got married. November 22nd to my husband Chris. We got married on 11/22 at 11:22 in the morning in my favorite park, Volunteer Park, here in Seattle. It was such a beautiful, magical, and meaningful day. When I woke up that day, it was pouring rain outside, and I was like, no. I mean, we knew we were rolling the dice with getting married in Seattle outside in November. Because who knows? The weather, she just does what she wants. So, but by the time we actually got to Volunteer Park, the sun had come out. And the only thing that would have made it even more magical is if there was a rainbow that also arrived with the sun, which it did not, but I was fine with the sun. But it was a really spectacular, beautiful, kind of chilly, very hilarious day. And so now we're married. And I'm just like, oh my goodness. Y'all, I just did not think this was going to be in the cards for me. It was something that I spent my early adulthood really wanting. And in my, I'm just going to say, darker moments, maybe chased after it a little too hard. And as I've gotten older, I just started to let go of even having a relationship. So, like, marriage was almost off the table, where I was just like, I can barely hold down a relationship right now. I just want myself. I just want to be myself. I want to be with myself. I have had a string of unpleasantness like, over the past like decade and a half. So, the thing that changed was when I decided to start to follow my intuition when it came to dating. Because what had happened prior to that is I would hear things. I'm clairaudient. I would hear stuff, my body would react, and I would use my logic to talk me into something. Well, he's really nice. Well, he did these things. Well, he said these things. Well, he's showing up in this way. Even though my intuition, my guts, my body, everything, all the alarms are going off of like, that's true. Like, these people aren't bad people, but they're not your people. But I tried to force something that shouldn't have been forced. So for the past year, I have been just strictly following my intuition and following what my body wants to do. So there have been some situations where with like the person sitting in front of me is a perfectly good human being, but all my alarms are going off of like, girl, it's not the one, not the one, not even one for you to even play with. Like, absolutely not. And these would be people I was actually interested in that I found interesting, but being that I decided to strictly follow my body, follow my guts. There was a lot of things I had to let go of. I was never steered wrong. Every time I let go of something, when I felt the need to let go of it, I felt lighter, which was also for me an indication that what I was doing was the right thing. I didn't need to sit there and wait for the explanation. I didn't need to wait to figure out why my body was like, hey, girl, maybe we don't do this, because I've done that before. And it resulted in a lot of heartbreak and a lot of heartache. So I had taken a break from dating because that's just what I do. Like, I'll date hardcore for a little while and then get burned out on it and then start back up again. I will take all the lessons I learned from the last round of dating and apply it to the current, round of dating. I am When I started this round of dating, which was just Chris, real talk, he was the only person I went on a date with this round. I was in the middle of cleaning up my apartment, and I heard my intuition say to get back on Hinge, y'all. I've had such ridiculous experiences on Hinge that I literally told my guts, like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not doing that. But the feeling got louder. So I did, thinking that I could just delete it after a day, delete it. What I didn't even update the profile. I just let, like, whatever words, whatever pictures I had up there to, from like 2 years ago, I just left them up there. And then within like a week or so, I met Chris. And as cliche as it fucking sounds, and the way I want to just roll my eyes so deeply, I knew he was my next relationship. I wasn't picking up on like marriage vibes or husband vibes, but I knew he was going to be the next relationship. And things moved very quickly from there. And now here we are. I have never felt so cared for, supported, and respected in a relationship before. He has done so much work on himself to become emotionally available. And I have done the same thing so we can actually hold space for each other and actually be there and properly support each other. I, like I said earlier, I just didn't think that this was going to be possible for me, but it is. So I say this to say that a lot of times we, and I know this was true for me too, we end up following the prescription that society tells us to follow. And for some people, that is perfect. That's exactly what they need to do. That wasn't exactly true for me. And it got me into, again, a lot of trouble with heartbreak and for accepting less than stellar behavior and less than stellar relationships. So if your body is telling you a thing, if you're feeling tense about something, it's important to look at that and to, you don't have to like interrogate it, but just notice, because we don't want to like blow out our nervous systems. We don't want to make any kind of like brash decisions, but we want to be very gentle and very soft in the inquiring of what signals our bodies are sending us. Which is now leading me to the offering that I want to share with you. I have been practicing tuning in more to my clairaudience, to doing more readings for clients, and to now, okay, I guess there's two offerings. So I do offer an hour long session where I will read for you. We'll jump on a Zoom call. We'll be here. We'll be doing the things. And you're welcome to ask questions. We'll tune into the energy of the question. I'll give you feedback. It's a little bit of a mixture of reading your energy and also coaching you and then giving you homework. Because we do love homework around here. Homework usually involves some kind of writing thing, because writing has been what has helped me heal so much. It also helps me hear myself better. So there's the hour-long reading where we jump on the call. The other offering is what I'm calling my erotic love notes. So what we'll do is I'll tune into your sexual energy, which is also your creative energy. I am going to hear and read and pull from whatever it is I'm experiencing from your energy and create a love note for you. And the love notes to me feel like reminders, they feel like permission slips, they feel like offerings of love. Sometimes we need those things, or we need to be seen. in ways that maybe we haven't been seen before. Sometimes we need a guidepost to be like, or like a guide, or like a map basically of like, I don't know where to start. I don't know how I feel about this. So I'm just gonna help shine some light on that for you. Sometimes I pull tarot cards to get a more like well-rounded picture. Sometimes I don't. I kind of just let the energy guide me. Sometimes there are journal prompts, sometimes there are affirmations. But if you want a reading with me, like the hour-long reading on Zoom is $111. And for now, the erotic love notes are $22. So if you want one or both of those, send me a DM at Strawberry Smut Cakes on Instagram and I'll get you set up. So let me know if you want the reading or if you want the love note or if you want both. The immense amount of joy and pleasure that these have given me, because y'all, the ones I've done so far, like everyone's energy is so different and interesting. It invites so much curiosity because we are all these different colors and flavors and textures, and it's so fun to just like take a little peek inside your energy and see what's going on. So if that sounds good to you, again, please send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes. I'll get you set up. I am going to have a story up for you very soon. I'm excited to read for you. Again, I've missed you so much. And thank you again for ever and ever for hanging out with me here.